Mark Anderson, President for Strategy and Business Development and Schools and Higher Education in Pearson International.
Mark, thank you for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series today. You've been taking us through your sector, your industry, your global vision, and the complexity of that vision of working in a global, fast-changing world. First of all, just tell me a little bit about that process of change in your sector. How are things changing?
Well, in the higher education sector that we've been talking about, there is a really an enormous change, and you've got two things in particular coming at the same time. On the one hand, there's the enormous growth in demand for higher education. At the moment, there's about 180 million people in tertiary education worldwide. In about 30 to 40 years' time, that will be 500 million. So there's an enormous growth in demand, particularly coming from emerging economies like China, Brazil, India, South Africa, and the like. On the other hand, and at the same time, the development of technologies and the way we see them manifesting in MOOCs is, on the face of it, pluralizing access to and availability of education. And the challenge is going to be bringing those two together. So how can effective education, and by effective I mean measurable outcome-based education, be delivered at an affordable cost on an increasingly transnational basis? And it's that challenge, really, that Pearson is facing.
People talk about the complexities of today's business model in that fast-changing environment, and they talk about a concept called ecosystems. Yes. Do you map the ecosystems you work in order to make that complexity simpler?
Yes, I mean, the ecosystem concept is actually one that we've worked with now more closely because of our involvement with the Cambridge Service Alliance. It's probably not a term that we would have used previously, but yes, I think we do, and in different parts of the business on a more or less formal basis. And I think we do it for this reason, that if you are a company like Pearson for many, many years, and in fact decades, hundreds of years, where essentially you've been selling books, you had a relatively simple ecosystem: book producer, intermediary, a distributor, bookseller, lecturer, student. It's a relatively linear progression. What we now have, because of technology and other factors, is a far more complex, diverse, international mix of organisations who have a stake in education, probably an environment where governments as a whole are more activist in education than they've traditionally been because of the economic relationship between education, skills and economic output. And so what we're having to do is track a world which is more complicated, with a lot of new entrants having a very rapid and immediate impact. So a world which is more complicated, but one which is also changing very quickly. And an ecosystem model is a very good way for tracking that.
Presumably, Pearson's more than ever have to be customer focused, that you have to look not at what you can supply or give to people, but what their needs are, because those needs may be at very different stages of evolution if you're in a global world.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I think our focus has shifted from, you know, what we often refer to as inputs. So, you know, producing books, producing learning management systems is a kind of input environment, and you give the inputs to teachers or learners, and then that's really the end of your accountability. It's a very transactional relationship. What we now are saying is that the learner and the outcomes that the learner experience are at the heart of what we're doing. So you work back from the learner into your systems and product and service development. And of course, you're absolutely correct that what that then implies is you have to have a much more measured approach to the different requirements of different learners in different stages of life or different geographies. And of course, one of the great benefits of technology, and particularly adaptive technology, so-called, is that that enables you to respond to individuals' competence and progression on a personal basis in a way which was frankly never possible and not implied anyway when you gave everybody the same book. So actually we're in a world where economic needs require a much greater focus on the individual, but technology can actually meet that need.
And you don't believe in strategy, and you learn from your son in the sense that, that companies succeed in just 2 years.
Yes, I mean, I think, you know, you've got on the one hand the rapid rise of Coursera, as I was talking about earlier, in 2 years or so. Look at the incredibly rapid descent recently of BlackBerry. And I think those are two salutary examples that the power of technology can drive change very quickly. And what you might once have called fashion, so there's a fashion for iPhones or a fashion for BlackBerries, is very rapidly becoming something which is strategic, in the sense that you can't dismiss the rapid emergence of something as being a fashion in the way that you might once have done. You have to be prepared to take it into strategic account. And There's a real challenge, therefore, for strategy to be much more responsive and not to be complacent because you are an incumbent and you've got the tradition that I described going back nearly 300 years. Quite frankly, you know, that is much as a risk as it is an opportunity.
Mark, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure.
For talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance today.
Thank you very much, sir.